I'm an artist, and I love peace. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Thought for Today. I am an artist, and I love peace. I'm an artist, and I paint peaceful pictures all the time. I look around me, and I see what people are doing, and I see what the world is about me, and wherever there is an appearance of lack of peace, I bring peace. And I call everything peaceful, everything balanced, everything harmonious, everything joyous. I create a world of peace, a world of great joy and great peace. In my seminar in Nigeria last week, I met a girl whom I had baptized, and she is just about 2 years old. And she is fabulous. And her parents, looking for a world of joy and harmony, named the little girl Peace. And she's a little Nigerian girl, super, brilliant, beautiful. And as there was some singing in the seminar, the little girl sang every song that everyone else sang. She knew the words to all of the songs that we use in the Joy Song Book and the songs that we're teaching everywhere around the world. And she sat there on the edge of the chair with her many brothers and sisters and her mother and father and sang her heart out. She had an innocence on her face that just went beyond all measure. And her voice was clear and crisp. You could hear her singing beautifully on key throughout all the other people who were singing and who were all trying to sing their best, but she was the best. She sang from her heart. Oh, she's a genius, all right. She is a very wonderful genius, but she sang from her heart. And they named her Peace because peace was what she brought forth with her as she was born into that family. Do we name our children in keeping with what we feel is important in our life, that we feel that we are loving and living peace? Do we feel that all the things in our world are in harmony with the type of world that we would like to have and the type of world we'd like to experience? Are we doing that? We can, you know. We can do that very beautifully and wonderfully, fantastically and joyously. And as we do that, great and wonderful things can happen to us. Is that our choice? Are you an artist loving peace? Are you an artist loving the world, loving harmony, loving balance everywhere? Am I an artist loving peace and balance and harmony everywhere? Am I an artist? Oh my, yes. Am I in charge of the results of my thinking, my painting, my revelation of who I am? Oh yes. Oh yes, oh yes, oh yes. I am the artist absolutely in charge of every single thought, every single thought idea going through my mind. And if the thought idea is not the highest and the best, then that is not where I am. If the thought idea is not the fulfillment of every good and beautiful thing, then that is not where I am. I am only on the beautiful, the good, and the wonderful. I am only on the pure and the finest that there can be. I am that I am. Oh, yes. I am an artist loving peace. And as an artist loving peace, I paint peaceful circumstances everywhere. When I go anywhere and I find a little dissension, I immediately say something that sort of balances things out. If someone feels unhappy about someone else, I will say about the someone who is feeling unhappy, "My, you are such a balanced person. You're so wonderful. It's nice to be in your presence." And they're confused because they're being unbalanced. And I'm seeing them balanced. And I say, You certainly know how to bring harmony and peace wherever you go. You always think beautiful thoughts and speak beautiful, and they think to themselves, well, I'm not doing that. I'm thinking the opposite. Aren't they paying attention to me? And as you keep blessing them with your vision of their beauty and their goodness and their wholeness and their right action, they cease being an unloving being, which might is truly only an appearance, a temporary one at that. And what happens to them? They don't fight it anymore. They don't fight that they are wonderful. They don't fight that there's a problem in the world. They don't fight. They just harmoniously blend with it all and say all is in divine order and all is peace now and all is wonderful. And when they do that, my goodness gracious, it is wonderful to see how what happens. It's wonderful to see how truly glorious peace on earth can be. We sing the song, Now There Is Peace on Earth, and Let It Begin With Me. Well, that was such a unwieldy thing. We didn't want to let it begin. The truth is, now there is peace on earth, and it began with me. It began with my thinking. It began with all the things that touch me. Now there is peace on earth, the peace that was meant to be. Now there is peace on earth, the peace that was meant to be. For it began with me. Now, can you sing that? Can you live that? Can you be that? Yes. Are you that? Yes. How are you that? You are that because you're the artist. And you are loving peace, and you are painting peace wherever you go. You are the peacemaker. You walk into any circumstances, and it may be well at peace, but you bring your peace to it, and it becomes super peace. You bring this wherever you go, and wherever you go is peace. Wherever you go is balance. Wherever you go, all things settle down and reveal all that they are, and what they are is good right now. You do that, and you're in charge. You do that, and there's nothing else to be done. You do that, and life is wonderful. You do that, and it is just such a super experience for everything. It's such a super awareness for everything. It's just a super attitude for everything. It's just something that makes life worthwhile. Peace is the most wonderful thing we could ever give to ourself and to another. I am peace. I am peace. I am peace. I am peace. As we say that about ourselves, we relax. We let the tension go by. We let all of the unhappiness of our life fade away. All the things that disturbed us, we stop thinking about them. We stop giving them power. We stop giving them any attention at all. And as we stop giving them attention, what happens? They are joyous and fantastic. They are wonderful. They are who we are. They are everything that is good. And as they're everything that is good, we are everything that is good. As they are everything that's powerful, we are everything that's powerful. As they are all that is glorious and fabulous, we are all that is glorious and fabulous. It's all a matter of who we are and what we are and why we are who we are and what we are. I am loving peace. I'm an artist loving peace. If I'm an artist loving peace, I paint the stillness of the ocean. If I'm an artist loving peace, I paint the trees standing still with no breeze. If I'm an artist loving peace, I paint the community working together, joyously together, to fulfill all the things that make them happy. If I am a being loving peace, I have peace in my heart and soul now and always. I have peace in me now and always. I am peace. I am the peace that fulfills itself by being itself. And as I am the peace, everywhere I go, everything I do, everyone I talk to radiates the peace that I am. And as they radiate the peace that I am, they feel so fantastic, so fulfilled, so good, because they are that peace themselves right now. I am that peace myself right now. I am the joy myself right now. I am the love right now. And since I am the love, the peace, the joy, the harmony, the unconditional love, then the world that I have about me, the world that loves peace as I do, experiences peace. And all the people experience peace. And all the conditions of the world experience peace. And because they experience peace, it is fantastic. It is glorious. Because they experience peace, it is something that each one knows they're putting a cause in motion to accomplish the goal of their heart, to accomplish the joy of their heart, to accomplish all that is good and very good. Now it is done. It is done. It is done, and it is done forever. It is done, and it is done in peace. It is done, and it is done in right action. It is done, and it is done. I am that I am. I am that I am. I am peace. And I love peace. I look out at the stillness of the trees. I look out at the stillness of the sky, the clear blue sky. Not a cloud in the sky. Peace, quiet. And then a little cloud floats across the sky in peace. It floats across the sky. No great winds around it to tear it apart, to open it up. But it is in peace. I look at it and I say, peace. I look at the grass in the meadow and I say, peace. I look at the flowers in the garden and I say, peace. I look at the people in my world and I say, peace. I look at all the world and I say, peace. All about me is who I think I am and what I think about. And all about me is what I think about, which is good and very good. And what I believe about, which is good and very good. And what I am, which is good and very good. It's a simple, beautiful life. But it's a life of peace and goodness. It's a life of joy and harmony. It's a life of right action and truth. It's a life of all that is and all that ever will be. Join in thinking thoughts of peace. Join in recognizing that these thoughts of peace are who and what you are and who and what I am. And if you are the artist, as I am the artist, painting your world as a world of peace, as I am painting my world as a world of peace, all the colors that I use are peaceful colors. All the scenes that I use are peaceful scenes. All the life that I share is a life of peace and harmony and goodness. And really nothing else at all matters. Nothing else at all makes any difference to me or to anybody else. All is in perfect divine right order right now. And I am happy about that. So, have a lovely day. Think peaceful thoughts. Put these peaceful vibrations in motion in your life, as I do in my life. As I am the artist of my life and painting peace in my life at every step, every turn. And it is done for me. And it is done for my creation. Know that I love you. I love you. I love you.